Senator Kennedy, you have a follow-up?
Yes, Ms. Haugen, could you explain how this photo showed up in my feed?
What is that?
That's what I'd like to know. It looks like the cast from a live-action version of Space Jam is taking a selfie?
Yeah. Now, is that pornographic?
Not yet, but it feels like it's heading there.
I had one in my feed as well. What is this? Is Facebook pressuring teens to do this, to slowly morph into mice? Is this the Stuart Little challenge?
No, I think that's an image from an old book series called Animorphs.
Oh, my God, that looks like something I found on the dark web.
That reminds me, is the dark web the same as Black Twitter?
Oh, my God.
Guys, let's try to keep these questions pertinent now. What about Squid Game? What is that?
America is in a lot of debt right now. Should we do a Squid Game?
You know, I was put in a Squid Game recently, and they made me the guy from SpongeBob when Texas is freezing and you in Mexico.
I gotta ask about this one, too. When the edible kicks in and you de-substitute.
Yeah, now, is that what the kids are calling a meme?
Guys, you don't have to do this.
Okay, one more. When you meet bitches that like vegetables, because that came up when I searched Tom Brady O-Face.
Okay, guys, order, please. Stop showing Miss Haugen memes you found online.
It's meme.
The big story that just came out this afternoon is about Facebook. But before I talk about Facebook, full disclosure, I've never had a Facebook page. I don't do Facebook. I don't understand Facebook. I only go there when someone posts a link that takes me to a screen that says, to view this link, you have to join Facebook. I will never do that, so I don't do that. But even I know that this is big news because Facebook is changing its name to Meta. That's right. Meta, as in your Aunt Gloria saying, I met a guy on Facebook who says the vaccine makes his balls magnetic. Now, true story, by the way. That happened to a guy I know, yeah. He's a human compass now. Never gets lost. Along with the new name, they have a new logo. Here it is. And of course, since this is the internet, in less than 1 minute, somebody drew a penis on it. That's not us. We didn't do that. That's news.
That's original.
The name is meant to reflect the company's new focus on its new online digital realm known as the metaverse. Great. So we've reached the part of the movie where the corporation creates their own virtual world, okay? What do you say we skip the whole robot uprising to harvest our organs and just jump straight into the Thunderdome? Because that's a future I can live with. The company says the name Facebook is not going away. But from now on, we're going to be metaverse first, not Facebook first. But don't you worry, the self-esteem of teenage girls will always be last. The announcement came in a video by Facebook's chief humanoid simulation, Mark Zuckerberg, who addressed some of the recent controversy the company's gone through.
With all the scrutiny and public debate, some of you might be wondering why we're doing this right now. The answer is that I believe that we're put on this earth to create. I believe that technology can make our lives better. We live for what we're building. And while we make mistakes, we keep learning and building and moving forward.
And we will keep building and moving and making bigger and better mistakes. There's no point in looking back at what anyone did or said or covered up or shredded or dumped into the river. River, what river? Building and learning. Zuck described the company's new project.
When you're in a meeting in the metaverse, it'll feel like you're right in the room together, making eye contact, having a shared sense of space, and not just looking at a grid of faces.
And I enjoy making eye contact because it is something that we as humans do in order to feel connections on an emotional level, a level I definitely have. Then Zuck Markerberg showed off everything that could possibly be in a metaverse.
It has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
Hey, are you coming?
Yeah, just gotta find something to wear. All right, perfect.
So, you had the option of being anything in the world, and you chose to look like Mark Zuckerberg wearing exactly what you're already wearing. That's like finding a genie and wishing you hadn't. Zuck also took some time to have fun with the staff.
You know, Boz, I always really wanted a forest in my living room.
Did you?
Not really.
Great one, Mr. Zuckerberg. I hope you remember these good times when you choose which employees to hunt for sport.
You know, Facebook is rebranding, so people think that they're less evil.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build.
Look at this alien in a human costume for Halloween.
Fib.
He has big Epcot Center energy. Welcome to the world of farming.
Our company is now Meta. Our mission...
Oh, this is your coworker that can't do presentations but loves doing presentations. You're like, oh. So let's go to my slide because, you know, it's going to be a fun one.
So let's start by exploring what different kinds of metaverse experiences could feel like.
I am home now. I can revert to my normal form.
Yes. This is amazing. I'm going to call my grandfather Max Headroom.
Relax. You're quite safe here.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door.
Swing doors, huh?
Look, okay, doors.
Swing.
On the window. One, two, three, sleep. Poetry. That'll work. Come, sweet slumber, and shroud me in thy purple cloak. Doesn't even rhyme. Is that my tease made?
Paranoid.
I can't stand tea.
Trust me.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, man.
Whoa, we're floating in space?
Uh-huh.
Who made this place? It's awesome.
Wait, did he just walk in and say, who made this place?
Who made this place?
Jerk. Oh. It's like me walking in. Oh, wow, what a great show.
Wow. Whose show is this?
Oh.
There's an artist going around Soho hiding AR pieces for people to find.
3D street art? That's cool.
This is stunning.
Yeah, it's an NFT. It's owned by... Oh, me!
Wait, it's disappearing.
This is amazing.
Hold on. I'll tip the artist and they'll extend it.
Thanks this week for the songs from Husker Du, Johnny Rivers, The Rolling Stones, and The Art of Noise with Max Headroom. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Jimmy Kimmel, Amber Ruffin, Cecily Strong, Mikey Day, Kyle Mooney, A.D. Bryant, Chris Redd, James Austin Johnson, and Heidi Gardner, Stephen Colbert, Mark Zuckerberg, and Disus and Mero.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Good luck.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that's all he said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children do get it. Waiting in
Mitch Easter of Let's Active, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Find out where the music takes Charlie Watts on the next Deep Threes when the Rolling Stones drummer sits in with a Danish radio big band. Plus tracks from Galactic, Psychic Diet, Masasaki Uchida, and Andre Segovia. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Meyer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
At UN Climate Summit, it's people power versus fossil fuel dinosaurs. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The United Nations Climate Summit, known as COP26, has convened in Glasgow, Scotland, after being delayed a full year by the COVID-19 pandemic. The COP is a proceeding of the UNFCCC, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. But the United Kingdom, hosting COP this year, has thrown up entry barriers that are proving insurmountable for many activists and observers from the Global South. Critics point out this year will be the whitest and most privileged COP since the first in 1992 due to vaccine apartheid and the UK's obstructive visa requirements. An estimated 30,000 people have converged on Glasgow to attend the summit. Thousands of climate justice activists, mostly from Europe, are arriving to organize outside the summit compound demanding action.
This climate summit has been billed the 1.5 degree climate summit.
That's Assad Rehman, executive director of War on Want and lead spokesperson for the COP26 coalition, which is organizing a large march and rally in Glasgow, followed by a four-day counter summit. He spoke on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
The window is closing on that target, which, if we breach, will spiral us into catastrophic climate change. But the reality is, as world leaders, particularly the richest countries, are coming with such weak pledges that this might as well be called the 3-degree summit.
1.5 degrees refers to the extent human-caused global warming will increase the average surface temperature of the Earth in degrees Celsius over the pre-industrial era. The Paris Agreement's principal goal was to limit global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius, that's 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. If that goal is met, the science says, the impacts of climate change could actually be halted and even reversed. If we cross that 1.5 degree threshold, the consequences will likely be irreversible. Dipne Bhatnagar, climate justice and energy coordinator at Friends of the Earth International, is one of those activists for whom entering the UK for the summit proved nearly impossible. She spoke to Democracy Now! From Maputo, Mozambique.
The organization of this COP has been very deliberately done by the UK government to be this really exclusionary space, because they know that if the people from the Global South, if the progressive civil society from the Global South are not there to hold people accountable in the halls of power, it's going to be a lot easier for them to get away with carbon markets, with not putting the finance on the table, not putting the emissions reductions on the table.
Net zero, according to a recent report from Friends of the Earth and others, is a, quote, big con, nothing more than, quote, schemes to mask inaction, foist the burden of emissions cuts and pollution avoidance on historically exploited communities, they say. Brianna Fruin is a 23-year-old climate activist from Samoa. She spoke at the opening session of COP26, pleading for climate action to save her low-lying Pacific Island nation from destruction by the rising ocean.
The recent IPCC report, the projections are that low-lying atolls have around a decade. If we're lucky at the current trajectory that we're on. And so for our smaller islands, it means the end.
At COP15 in Copenhagen in 2009, then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced to great fanfare that wealthy nations would create a fund of $100 billion per year by 2020 to help poorer nations adapt to a changing climate and to build renewable-powered economies.
They're coming to this table with basically one-fifth of that on the table. Of that, 80% is in debt-creating loans.
Again, that's Assad Rehman.
They're moving the goalposts on finance. We know change is coming. The only now fight is what kind of change will it be?
The Paris Agreement doesn't even mention coal, oil, or gas, which is why a movement has been launched for a fossil fuel non-proliferation treaty modeled on the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. Much of the energy and direction in the climate justice movement is coming from young people around the world. Greta Thunberg, the 18-year-old Swede who sparked the Global Fridays for Future student strike movement, slammed the decades-old climate negotiations at a pre-COP in Milan last month.
Build back better, blah, blah, blah. Green economy, blah, blah, blah. Net zero by 2050, blah, blah, blah. Net zero by 2050, blah, blah, blah. Net zero, blah, blah, blah. Climate neutral, blah, blah, blah. This is all we hear from our so-called leaders. Words. Words that sound great, but so far has led to no action. Our hopes and dreams drown in their empty words and promises.
These global youth leaders, including Brianna Fruin from Samoa and Vanessa Nakate of Uganda, bring personal frontline experiences with the climate emergency and a deep commitment to intersectional organizing and global justice to their work. Asad Rehman concludes,
"It's now up to people. It's people power is the only solution that's left."
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 35. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Thank you. Voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. And, well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
places where this broadcast begins to waver.
Places on the road you are on.
Behind buildings.
Underneath bridges.
Below the momentary cover of trees.
Each moment, as you listen and move, you are finding points between clarity and obscurity.